Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in beast mode. 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 Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode.
The king's people, dog, is who we are. Who is by yelling, man, I'm kind of working on my raw. While the world tries to persecute me, the line of Judas with me, nothing you can do to me. If he be lifted up, he'll draw all men. Covered by his blood, hashtag all in. I'm suited up, man, I know you hear the armor clanking. Walking, fighting against the spirit, no time for fleshly banging.
No time for fleshly
banging. Ain't got no time for the naysayers. I can do all things, cause I'm strengthened by my savior. Heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the lame walk. But you gotta fast and pray, I tell you, dog. That's kingdom talk.
Kingdom talk. Kingdom
I've been
talk.
Saved and I ain't turning back. Going hard for the kingdom till the day the sky cracks. Life eternally. Man, can you picture that? Paid for by the cross that he bore on his back.
On his
the
back.
Kingdom being preached sea to sea and coast to coast. Powered by the Holy Ghost.
I'm in beast mode. 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 I'm in beast mode.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Kingdom Talk Radio. You know who this is. This is your host, Tony Dyson, man. Right back at you one more time. We set the show in order. First off, giving honor to God, whom every day I make the head of my life, to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. To my pastor, Bishop Taylor, Anthony Taylor of the New Hope Worship Center, to my wife, and all of you that continue to support this show. Look, y'all, keep us in your prayers. There is something going around right now. My wife was sick last week. Had to take her to the ER. My daughter's in the ER right now as I'm broadcasting. My wife is with her. My son is upstairs talking about, you know, he not feeling well. And I know for a fact something's coming my way. But, hey, we gonna get through it. You know what I'm saying? Got a great show lined up for you tonight, man. Got a new song by the Highlight Reel called Hallelujah. We also got a new song by Justin Justified. The name of that song is called Starship. And don't forget, man, the segment of Can I Holler at You by Darren Johnson. So tonight, man, we really just going to talk about damaged goods. This is really, really something, you know, that means a lot to me, you know, this topic. And it's about perceived value in our lives, you know, how we value one another, how we value friendships, how we value relationships, how we value God, how God values us, you know. I mean, just on a lot of levels, you know, a lot that we've been through. So if you're streaming right now, feel more than free to call in 347-996-5129. You can also find us online, www.blogtalkradio.com/Minister Tony Dyson. Also on this evening, you all keep Louisiana in your prayers. New Orleans has come to my attention that they were hit by a massive tornado today. So if you got any family, friends, loved ones, acquaintances, whomever in Louisiana, you know what I'm saying, check in with them. Make sure that they're doing good. So, man, we're going to go ahead and kick this show off, man, with Can I Holler at You by Darren Johnson, and we'll be right back with more Kingdom Talk on Blog Talk very shortly. Here we go.
I say clap your hands, everybody, and everybody just clap your hands. First off, before we get too far into it, why was it that old school rappers had that same tone to their voice? Anyway, God bless y'all, man. It's another Tuesday. You know what time it is. And since it's Tuesday, I just want to know one thing. Can I holler at you? So, all jokes aside, man, I was really thinking about a lot of things in the future of our kids, generations to come, just differences on how we set things up. And it kind of disturbed me a little bit. I had to ask myself a question. Why is it so much more important that we teach our kids how to be fly than to put away savings for them? You know what I mean? Like in this day and age, I see so many people, especially younger crowds, feel like, oh, that's a good daddy. He take care of his son. He keep him in a fresh pair of J's or, you know, whatever the case. Like, because I keep high-end shoes on your feet and the latest fashion on your body, that makes me a good parent. All the while, I have not taught you how to save money, how to appropriately make money, and how to make your money make money for you. But I'm a good dad. I haven't taught you about things like credit scores and how one stupid decision at 19 or 20 could impact you trying to take care of your family at 35, 36, 37, 38 years old. And then I began to just look at different cultures and things like that. And even when you compare people that have money to those that don't, and we all know out here in radio world, our friends that we know was dead broke, but they will front, go out and buy a $300, $400, y'all ladies help me, what's a Michael Kors purse? Okay, got $200 UGG boots on their feet. But if you ask them if they can drop you off somewhere, they talking about some, they ain't got no gas. Do I? You got a whole paycheck on your body. Feet just a stinking, but got them in some UGG boots. Come on, people. So what I would like to see us start to do, and this is how even younger generations, regardless of what ethnicity, how are you going to be able to build a future for your family? Leave something for your kids. Do you know it's flat out wrong if you do not leave something, some form of an inheritance for your child? Biblical. You got to leave something for them other than bills and questions. So how are we going to do that? When's the last time you had a conversation about credit with your kids? When's the last time you taught your children, you know what, I'm going to give you an allowance, but I'm going to demand that outside of you paying tithes, you're going to give 30% and it's going to get put away in savings? How many of our kids have a banking account? Remember, for us people out here in the radio world, it's in the 30s. You know, when we was in school about sixth grade, they taught us how to balance a checkbook. Are we teaching our kids that? Are we teaching them the importance? Or are we just teaching them YOLO? So I want us to really just focus in on some certain things, and we can laugh and we can joke and we can play. Yes, it's fun and it's fine and dandy to have a good time, to look good. When you look good, you feel good, and that is very important. But what good is it to feel good and come home and gotta eat noodles because that's the only option? y'all neighbors that think they're the husband and wife inside Cleveland, they don't know y'all electric done got cut off. That's why I saw the candles lit in the house. We got to do better. So, yeah, I'm going to mix it up, and we got a little hee-hee-ha-ha this week. But on the real, y'all, let's do a little bit better. Let's teach our kids something that's going to impact them for the long haul. When Michael Jordan is dead and gone off the scene, his shoes are still making billions of dollars. How did that impact your household and your family? Maybe instead of buying Nikes, take $40, $50. Let your child buy stock in Nike and show them how their money can make them money so that instead of you spending money for their Nikes, Nike is paying them to wear their own things. Y'all, it's been real. I'm going to holler at y'all next week. If your feet stank, ladies, spray them down before you put them in them Uggs. Make sure you got money for your purses. Fellas, stay away from them spray painted on, brushed on beards. Love y'all. I'm just playing with y'all. We're going to talk about it next week, though. God bless y'all. Holler at me next time. If you see me, make sure I can ask you, can I holler at you?
Now, I'm gonna have to have a sit down with with Darren Johnson. Did this joker just say the neighbors think that the husband and wife are there cleaving, but the lights are just cut off? I'm gonna have to text him or call him after the show. Hope y'all enjoyed that, man. I mean, I'm enjoying the Can I Holler at You, man. It really, you know, gives you something to sit back and think about, man. And it's an awesome man of God that brings that our way as well. So let's get started on the topic, man. Damaged goods. And when I think about damaged goods, there's this store. As you all know, I used to work at Rent-A-Center over on Lindbergh, those of you who are here in St. Louis. And there is a store next door to Rent-A-Center called Here Today, Gone Tomorrow. Okay. And this store sells, they sell food, they sell clothes, they sell, you know, memorabilia, water, you know, I mean, the store sells a lot of stuff. What I noticed is like they sell boxes of Cheez-Its and cereal and things like that. And apparently they're like the second stop of goods. Like, say, for instance, if a pallet of Cheez-Its or something, the box got damaged to where it was smashed or something, then it couldn't go to the regular grocery store. It has to go to a, I guess what they call a discount store. So you could very well get you a big box of Cheez-Its over there for like $1, $2. You know, I mean, they've had shoes and clothes. I mean, I bought a pair of J's over there for like $40, man. I bought a pair of Shocks. I think they're Nike Shocks for like $40. What I'm stating is that, you know, a lot of times we judge a product by its shell, by the box. When we get pizza, you know what I'm saying? We look at the box. Who is it from? Oh, it's from Papa John's. Well, I don't want it, but it's still pizza. And I understand that. That taste, you know, does have a play in it as well. But what I'm saying is that too many times we judge just based on appearance. In the road of life that we're on, there are transformations that take place between point A, point B, point C, point D, you know what I'm saying, and all of the points until, you know, the day you transition. And there are many wounds and scars and and things that may take place on your journey. I met a young lady years ago. I worked with her, and when you first met her, she and I want to make sure that I be, you know what I'm saying, right as I describe her. If you didn't know her or know of her situation, just walking past her, you just wonder, man, what happened? But thing was, she as a small child, she was in a fire. Okay. And many times when we see someone in their situation, we judge, you know, and we have. I can't say I'm the only one that has done it. We all know we've all done it. Whether we think this person is, you know, not attractive or whatever the case may be, because of something possibly that they had no control over. But as you got to know this individual, sweetest voice, sweetest heart, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. But to the naked eye, we would have saw her as damaged goods. I mean, I look back, you know, back when we were in high school and, you know, running around and doing things, and, you know, we could run all day and hardly ever sleep in our 20s and party all night, and, you know, and that stuff starts to catch up. And the thing is that when life leaves us bumps and bruises, it does cause scars. But the thing about the scars that we fail to realize is that all open wounds are turned to scabs, and all scabs will heal eventually. Now, there may be a blemish, but you are made whole again. But too many times in our life, we encounter cuts and scrapes and abrasions, and in our scabbing over process, you know, when we're trying to pull ourselves back up from what we just went through, when we're trying to progress alone, someone comes along and looks at the scars and the wounds versus the lesson that was learned. Too many times we're so quick to judge a person based on their current situation, not knowing their story, not knowing what they've been through, not knowing their desires or ambitions. And just like the stores that when a box gets crushed, they write it off as damaged goods. Just because the exterior may not be the way we want it to be or look the way we want it to look, it does not change the state of the contents. Interesting, isn't it? Clothes do not make a person have a bigger heart or make them smarter. A certain pair of shoes does not make a person richer. It may change the appearance, but it doesn't change the contents. There are a lot of women and men, as Darren pointed out, that are wearing so much makeup and so much false stuff. I mean, and let me say this. I mean, truly, I've never been like a makeup loving guy, and I don't mean for myself. Okay, I've always, you know, liked a woman in her natural beauty, because my thought process was, you know, looks are going to fade away. You know what I'm saying? Waistlines will do what they do for both sides of the fence. And the thing is that if the only reason you're with someone is because of superficial looks, then one day that's going to fade, and apparently so will your relationship. But the thing is that, you know, when you are able to look at, and I'm speaking for myself, your wife, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock in the evening, 11 o'clock at night, and they're still just as beautiful. They don't need all the enhancers. And ladies, don't get me wrong. If that works for you, A, it works for you, and there's plenty of guys out there that love that type of thing. You know? I've always been simple. I've never, you know, looked for the lady with the glitz and the glamour, and you know what I'm saying? It's just like, hey, I want natural beauty. And praise God, I have it. Definitely. But the thing that I'm saying is that even with us guys at times, we want to portray ourselves in certain fashions and portray ourselves to be of a certain stature. But that stuff fades away. Even in the church house right now, there are people that are damaged mentally, damaged physically, and damaged emotionally. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to make this a profound statement. We have to get to a point, people. We have to get to a state of mind that we no longer accept the damage. Get to a place in time to where even if we hold no one else accountable, we hold ourselves accountable. We're living in a day and age that it's funny how the ones that cry about injustice and racial not being racially equal turn right around and do the discriminating. For the ones that want to be accepted and talk about equality and tolerance are the ones that are the most intolerant. If there's one thing that binds us together as people, it's love. But the way the world revolves now, love is like the last thing on people's mind. Even in church right now, we have to deal with competitions and speculism and loneliness and alienation even right in the church house. I mean, my thing is, man, is that over life, as life has taught you lessons and you have your scrapes and your abrasions and your cuts, you learned. And no one can take that away from you. Damaged goods. I look at back in the Bible when they were talking about Jesus and where he was from, and they were like, you know, Nazareth, you know, nothing good can come out of Nazareth. Because for what I saw, that they saw the town as being damaged goods. Where they beat them, spit on them, hung them up, crucified them, pierced them in his side, put them in a tomb. He was damaged but the good was coming. You know, too many times we're so fixated on what people think about us versus what we think about ourselves. So many times when we have gone through situations, people have long forgot about what we've went through, the failure that we may have had, or the goal we may not have reached. But the thing is that we're so damaged spiritually that we fail to forgive ourselves. So now we walk around with this reduced price and bargain banner in our mindset, because we think because of what we have personally been through that we're less value or of less value than someone else. When God sees us all as equally precious. Let's put a pin right there. I'm going to play this jam, man, Hallelujah by Highlight. We'll be right back with more Keto Talk on Blog Talk very, very shortly.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Glory to your name, glory to your name, yeah, yeah. Glory to your name, glory to your name, yeah, yeah. Glory to your name, glory to your name, yeah, 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 yeah. Lord,
yeah,
I'm so thankful, thank you.
Thank you.
That's the praise that they run. For the Santa,
yeah,
one thing that I learned from my grandma is
from
that
my grandma.
Never let them stop you from your worship.
Lately,
I've been feeling kinda down, felt them demons
down.
All around.
Woo.
I got stuck for another long week,
long
another life where I get no sleep.
Hey.
See the sun shine in these great clouds, let the rain come down. Now I'm just praying, praying, praying.
Woo.
Lord, I'm saying, saying, saying.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.
Glory to your name,
yeah, yeah. Glory to your name, glory to your name, yeah, yeah.
Glory
to your name, glory to your name,
yeah,
yeah. Lord, I'm so thankful, thank you. Ain't ready for your reign, young king, but it's been a fun
adventure.
All gold, everything, young queen, let it shine, old girl. Attack them attacks, the tip for attack, they ain't ready for a war. All the technical, live out the visual, God is coming back for more. So when the battle try to weigh you down, and them demons try to lurk around, seek and remember, seek and remember, you are always full of power. Time's up for the enemy, get it in for an hour, maybe two, maybe three, just let the spirit lead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.
Glory, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Glory to your name, glory to your name, yeah, yeah. Glory to your name, glory to your name, yeah, yeah. Glory to your name, glory to your name, yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord, you know that I'm so thankful.
Y'all, that was Highlight Real with Hallelujah, Amen. And we're back with more Kingdom Talk right here on Blog Talk. So, man, as we continue to talk about damaged goods, you know, I look at the metamorphosis of a caterpillar. At one point in time, it's just this little worm-like thing that's climbing on a branch, and it goes through a process to where it's tucked and ducked off in his cocoon. And after time emerges this beautiful butterfly. Well, the original shape of the caterpillar has been destroyed. The shell of it has been destroyed. And in many times our life mirrors the same thing. You know, when we're born, we come into this world innocent, and we start to learn the ways of the world, and we start to become corrupted. And I mean, in all honestly, as we grow up from being a babe, and I'm talking about in physical and natural years, that we get further away from ourselves. And someone may say, well, what do you mean? We get further away from ourselves. See, when we were babes and we spake words, those that were around, when we put words out in the atmosphere, whatever we needed, our wants, our needs, our desires were met just with an action. You know, if you cried, you know, you were hungry, you needed to be changed. If you, you know, said cup, juice, milk, or whatever the case may be, that's what you got. If you hungry, cookie. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be, that's what you received. You had the faith and confidence that young of an age that whatever I ask for in my life, my need shall be met. And I believe that those were the times we were so close to God. Because we may not have had the mental capacity to really understand what we were going through, but we were using our God-given instinct to get things accomplished. Somewhere around that journey of life, man, we started to see the ways of the world. We picked up bad habits and start, you know, witnessing bad things and just watching, you know, the wrong type of people, which started to distract or either attract our minds into certain things, which pulled us in certain directions, which took us through certain situations, which caused us certain types of scars and pains and certain types of damage. And after you've went through that damage, whether it's been a young man or a young woman who was raped, or a young man or a young woman who was abandoned, or a bad divorce, or, you know, abuse, or whatever the case may be, you know, because this young lady's hair was never long enough when she was little, so she was devalued, or this young man, you know what I'm saying, was overweight or too small when he was younger, so he was devalued, and those people who were just a little bit taller or hair was just a little bit longer got the preferential treatment, whether it was on the football team or in the drama club or in the band club or whatever the case may be. And we've been devalued some way, shape, form, or fashion, which you feel like at that day and age and that time as a youngster, that when you are discriminated against because of your physical appearance or your lack of something tangible, that you're dead. And sadly, that is what the world teaches. But as we grew in knowledge and we grew in understanding and we start to make different moves and we start to do different things and, you know, started to apply the Band-Aids and the Robitussins and the witch hazels and the alcohol to start to cure. But then through our healing process, you know, it's a funny thing. Years ago, I was placed in a situation. I was probably 10, 12 years old. I was cutting grass for a neighbor next door where I grew up. And when I brought the lawnmower back up on the sidewalk, it cut through my shoe and probably 95% severed my toe, my big toe. Ended up going to surgery, but in that healing process, my toe was itching all the time. It was bandaged up, but it was itching so much. And my grandma would tell me, she was like, I'm like, itch so bad. She's like, it's healing. And even after the healing game, when we're talking 28 years ago. And I could still see that scar. To people, I mean, I'm not going to sit here in front, y'all. Y'all know I keep it real on Kingdom Talk. When my son got old enough to kind of, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know kids cruel, man. You know what I'm saying? If something don't look right to a child, they going to be like, what's wrong with that? Right? So my son pointed it out, you know, a number of years back, man, was like, Daddy, what's wrong with your toe? I mean, it don't look like, you know, it ain't like deformed or nothing. I mean, but you could tell that there is a difference in my two, especially if both of my toes out, you know what I'm saying? Which I rarely leave them out. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother story all by itself. But anywho, and you know, he kind of pointed out, Dad, what's wrong with that toe? You know, so I had to tell him the story of what really transpired. And I look back at that situation, you know, once that toe healed. But when I was going through the process of healing, man, there was a lot of itching and a lot of anxiety going on. It was like a 6-month process, man, because the bone had to regenerate and you know, things like that. So while the other kids were outside playing ball and running around, I was stuck. And sometimes in our life, man, when we go through situations, when we go through times of hardship and despair, and we try to sever ourselves from that situation, we have those anxious moments. When we've just gotten out of a bad, abusive relationship, but we see other couples booed up and lovey-dovey, it makes us itch. I want that. I want to be like that. But your healing has not fully taken place. But the thing was is that when my toe finally healed, it was like that next summer. And I was back outside riding bikes and running up and down the street. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, I look back on that situation. Could have been in a position to very well, I could have been deformed for life. But God kept me. And someone may say out there right now, why are you sharing this like this with us tonight? Everybody has a gift. Everybody has a talent. Everybody has something about them that makes them unique. Don't believe me? I'm going to start right here in my own house. My wife. My wife wears these contacts, and her eyes, her little slanted eyes are already beautiful. But, you know, when we go places and, you know, people see her eyes, you know, they ask, you know, those are eyes, but then, like, her smile, it makes her unique. There's not another person that smiles like her. And when I see her, like, laugh, and I mean, like, you know, she bugs up. Like earlier today, we were on the phone while, talking about how my daughter's not feeling well. So we were discussing dinner, and I'm like, so what we go eat for dinner? And she was like, well, I don't know, you know, we were like, maybe get the daughter some soup or something. She was like, oh, we'll see. And I was like, well, because I'm not finna rent no food. And she was like, what? And she just started laughing and like her really laugh. I mean, she chuckles sometimes, but when she laughs, I mean, y'all should just see it. And then like my daughter, Tanitra. Tanitra has this thing about her to where, you know, she loves like music and videos and, you know, creating her own. She doesn't really like watching videos. She would prefer to create her own. And I think that really makes her unique, you know? And over time of her life, you know what I'm saying? We've always taught her the value of her beauty and the value of who she is, so she doesn't have to spend time trying to look like someone else or feel self-conscious, because she doesn't. My son, you know, they were always growing up. Well, I guess I can't say growing up through his life. He's always been classified as small for his age. You know, from a baby, he was underweight and this, that, and the other. And, you know, he has his moments. You know, sometimes he eats meat, sometimes he doesn't. But, you know, it's certain things that he does, and it makes him unique. I mean, even our dog, okay? It's certain things that our little dog, Belle, does, it makes her unique. Even me, I'm the clown of the house, okay? And I know that there are certain things that I do that make me unique as well. Now, each one of us that I just named, I'm pretty sure if you looked hard enough, especially, you know, say with me and my wife, the older ones that's been through a little bit more life, that some type of situation has damaged us in our life. You know? And there's some type of hurt. And don't get me wrong when I say some type of hurt. I mean, you know, some type of missing someone. You know, moms. You know, or friends. You know, that have transitioned. And based on your relationship with those individuals, I mean, you know, it could very well take a part of you. Me, I've been through a marriage before. You know what I'm saying? I could have been seen, and to some, I was seen coming into this marriage as damaged goods. But the thing is that when you start to look past the box, when you start to look past the exterior, you start to know a person's heart. You start to know a person's mind. One of the worst problems, man, that my wife had with me, probably up until about a year or two ago, and it happens occasionally, depends now, is my shoes. My shoes, my socks, my feet, they used to reek. I'm going to say this on national radio. But the thing was, it was something that could be handled. It was something she never judged me by. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to some lesser and pettier individuals, you know what I'm saying, that could have been a deal breaker. We got that under control now, though. But what I'm saying is that when you start to look past someone's natural and physical attributes, and when it's certain things like a laugh, a text, a phone call, a touch, a look, you know what I'm saying? That connection. In the Bible, it states that we all fall short of the glory of God, man. So the thing is, if we all fall short of the glory of God, that means that in some way, shape, form, or fashion, we all are damaged goods. One thing that we have to realize about God is that He's timeless. He's not bound by time. He's not bound by emotions. He's not bound by feelings. God can care less. And I really hate to say it in this fashion because somebody's going to take it the wrong way, but God can care less about your feelings. When Jesus was healing, He could care less about those people's feelings. But by your faith, by their faith, were they made whole. So by Christ being of the Father, all-knowing, all-powerful, when He went to give His life on Calvary, what if He would have said and singled out me 2,017 years ago? Say, I'm going to die for everybody but Him. He damaged good. There's nothing I can do with Him. What if He wouldn't have given me a chance to live? People that we met as friends, you know, when we were younger, we see them now. And our lives change. Our lives change, which causes our minds to change. It causes our bodies to change. It causes us to change. And you could be the friend or may have a friend that has changed, whether it's been attitude or weight or whatever the case may be, financial status or whatever the case, you know, over the years. But they're still your friend. You could care less about their exterior. The world is so caught up on what the eye sees. And we need to get in tune with what the heart says. Even sometimes in church right now, people walk in all packaged up right. The right hairdo or haircut. The right lining. And that could go either way. The right clothes. The right shoes. The right smile. The right words. The right shout. The right praise. The right voice to sing. But the thing is, if we're not trying to get to know someone from their heart, if something happens to their exterior, we'll write them off. Up and down the street every day, we see people. We see the people strung out on drugs. We see the alcoholics. We see the homeless. As society has written them off. And it seems like that they are damaged goods. And the issue is, when will we look inside ourselves and understand that their state may not be our state? But we've been there before. We understand where they've been. And that alone should allow us to have compassion. Not pity, compassion. My package, my wrapper has been dented up before. Crushed. Ripped. Scraped. Burned. But the thing is, at the end of the day, that I continue to push. And I tell you, continue to push. No matter how smart someone said that you were not, no matter what type of physical ability people say that you didn't have, if it's your desire, you go after it. See, regardless on the damage that we've been through, the word says that Christ came to give us life and life more abundantly. It says at the time of Christ's return that all things will be made new. Christ says, if you abide in me and I abide in you, then you are a new creature. So now the thing that was holding you back, you've been transformed. You're new again. See, the thing that I found out is that the ones that are trying to point out your flaws, they're taking attention away from theirs. The ones just talking about your marriage because it ain't what they think it should be are the ones that are having relationship problems themselves. The ones that are talking about your man or your woman, them the ones that probably want your man or your woman. The ones that may want to talk about how you dress and how you tend to your children, those are the ones that are not tending to theirs at all. If we look hard enough at one another, we can all find something that we don't agree with. But at the end of the day, how can we declare something damaged? And God said, I can fulfill. If you consider yourself to be damaged goods, I ask that you seek God, man. Fulfill your destiny. You don't have to be damaged goods. Let's go before the throne in prayer. Father God in heaven, come before you right now. We just thank you for you putting confidence and love and understanding and compassion within us. We thank you for who you are and bringing us back home safe once again. Thank you for what you have done and what you continue to do. We thank you for keeping us in your ark of safety one more day. We thank you for blessing every building that we went into, for blessing every road that we traveled upon. We thank you for every meal that you continue to provide. Lord, we ask that you search us inside and out. Renew our minds, renew our hearts, renew our joy. Lord, we ask that you rekindle relationships. Lord, we ask that any of the anger that we may have against our brother or our sister, oh God, that we can address it in a respectable manner and lay down our differences, oh God. Lord, look after our neighborhoods, look after the cities, the states, look after the nation. Lord, we ask that you hear the prayer of your people on today. Lord, we pray for the churches that are open in your name, that are enhancing and empowering lives. And Lord, for that person who feels like that they've been led astray and that they've been lost and written off, we ask, oh God, that you restore them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Always remember, you all, without faith it is impossible to please God. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Faith without works is dead. This is Tony Dyson, get ready to sign off. We'll be right back next Tuesday night with more Kingdom Talk on Blog Talk. Our final song of the night is Starship by Justified. Hey, I love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. And I'll catch you next week.
Just sit by. Hey. I know y'all feeling this. I had to switch it up a little bit. Had to get real groovy on this. It's real soulful, man. Diesel, I see you. Yeah, it's your boy Justified. It's been a long time coming, but I'ma do it like I never done it. I'm running, but not in the name of Buddha or Muhammad. Plus, I know some Papa sinners, but I come to keep it honey. They say take them to church, Jay. Well, I'ma do one better. I'ma take them to the source, cause the church is going hoarse, meaning that it has begun to lose its voice. We talk good, but our asses run another course. I feel I have no choice but to speak up. I'm on my horizon, like, can't you hear me now? There's a dawn on the horizon. I know it's a dark season, the sun's on the horizon. S-O-N, he's the one on the horizon, the brightest morning star. He ain't far, I'ma show you how to reach him. He'll meet you right where you are, or you can hop aboard the starship. Destination beyond the clouds, and we taking off now. More like beam me up, God, he spoke a word, created the universe. All the fall of man, sin his son, and from his body came the body. This ain't a nursery rhyme, I ain't on no lotty-dotty. Cause I get a little snotty every time I think about it. Crying tears of joy, cause he ain't forget about me when he died on Calvary. He did it just for me, well actually, he did it for all mankind. Look at the timeline, the design is divine. Cause he was there from the beginning. Look in the scripture, every book he in it. From Genesis to John, had his vision, I made a conscious decision to follow Christ. Cause I feel eternal life is worth the sacrifice. Plus I wanna go home. I ain't from here, hopping on the star shit. Destination beyond the clouds. We taking off now.
Come fly with me.
Come fly with me.
We about to take off.
We about to take off. He breathed love in us. Yeah, we were born in sin, and that caused interference. So that penalty pushed us back to the line of scrimmage. The devil thought he had us on the sideline, grinning, counting down the time clock like the final 2 minutes. But God had a plan, Hail Mary for the finish. That's when Jesus touched down, should've known that we'd be winning. Yeah, when nothing else could help, God lifted me. When forces try to hold me down,